Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, there's a bit of a concern and a worry among the charities about too many people giving to too many of those with their hand held out.
Yes, I think the worry really isn't so much about that. It's more about the health and well-being of people who are on our streets. We are working in partnership with the Welcome Organisation. DePaul and the Welcome Organisation are running this campaign called Begging for Change, and it's really about trying to educate the public in relation to this. And I know that you covered yourself, Frank, earlier in the year. There were some very sad deaths in Belfast, and a lot of people have been confusing the issue of homelessness and begging. And we know that a lot of people who are in the streets who are begging aren't actually homeless, but do still have support needs. And what we're trying to do is encourage the public to get behind local charities so we can get people off the streets into services and get them the support that they need.
But are you in some way concerned about people who go out, say, with a soup kitchen and set it up and feed the hungry and those who are sitting in the rain?
Yeah, well, this campaign really is about trying to educate the general public about supporting charities rather than giving to people on the streets. But in relation to that, we have had concerns as a sector about the increasing number of people with the best of intentions going out onto the streets. We know that we undertook the street audit last year in partnership again to pull in the Welcome Organisation with the Housing Executive. And we know that there's on average less than 10 people per night sleeping rough. Now, of course, that's too much by anybody's standard. We don't want anybody to sleep rough. But we do know that within the Housing Executive, if we're looking at the issue of homelessness, we do have enough beds in the city centre. But there are other issues that are very complex and underlying issues for people on the streets, which are in relation to addiction. So what we want to do is encourage people to get involved in supporting registered charities who are working to provide professional support to engage people, assess their needs and refer them into the appropriate services that they need. There's so much goodwill out there in the city, you know that, and we just want to make sure that we can harness that in the best possible way to make sure that we don't see any deaths on our street this winter.
But are you discouraging people from supporting the ad hoc charities or the small groups who may be, I suppose, speaking with their feet by being out there and literally helping hand to mouth?
Well, I've met with some of the charities myself, and they would know that I would be encouraging them to try to get involved in a coordinated way with the Welcome Organisation ourselves or other local charities. I mean, I think everybody is trying to do their very best, but we always have to ask ourselves, could I possibly be doing any further harm? And I think that what we really want to do is make sure that people have a way to get off the streets and into services. And so we need to work in the best coordinated way that we can. And obviously, we've talked to those charities and encouraged them to get involved with ourselves as well. I mean, it's really up to people themselves. We can't stop people going out. They're doing it for all of the best reasons. But we think a coordinated approach is the best possible way to make sure people get access to the support that they need.
What sort of harm could they be doing?
In terms of those charities or the public in general?
Now, what sort of harm, number one, could the charities be doing by going around with food, with soup, with sleeping bags, with a listening ear, even with maybe a few quid, giving it to people? Or indeed, any of us going past, stopping and giving a fiver to a guy who's sitting looking cold and forlorn? What harm could any of those people be doing?
Well, so understanding what's going on in the streets is important. So, as I said, there's actually very low numbers of people rough sleeping. And again, I'd stress the point that anybody rough sleeping is not satisfactory in our city. But we do know, like for example, the PSNI statistics from the end of 2015, the last quarter of 2015, of the 146 arrests that they made in relation to begging, only four of those people had no fixed abode. So we understand that a lot of people who are coming onto the streets to beg are coming from accommodation of some sort, whether that be a hostel or some other form of accommodation. The Welcome Organisation, who are out every day from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. the next day and are the organisation that are commissioned by the Housing Executive to provide street outreach, they would tell us that the vast majority of people that they encounter do have some form of addiction. And we really want to make sure that we're able to get people into services and support them to go into treatment services or get into accommodation which best suits their needs. For example, we at DePaul, we run a project called Stella Maris, which is for people who have long-term alcohol misuse issues, and they can still drink on site, but they're supported to reduce their alcohol intake and to engage in medical services, engage, re-engage with their family. So we believe as organisations that the best thing is to get people from the streets into services where we possibly can. In terms of the general public, I know people don't ever give money to people intending harm. I mean, I just know that that's not the case. We're really asking people not to lose their compassion. It's wonderful that people are so compassionate, and we see it every day in our services through volunteers as well. But we would ask people to really acknowledge an individual sitting on the street. You know, they're still vulnerable people. Ask somebody if they are in need of a drink or of a cup of tea or some food. And if that is genuinely the case, you know, do buy them something. But if you're genuinely concerned about somebody, we would encourage you to get in contact with the outreach team that the Welcome Organisation run or one of the other local charities in the city to say that you're genuinely concerned about an individual who's on the street. And we're here. We're happy to help.
Yeah, and it's important to emphasise we haven't even touched on what we would call the professional beggar, the guy who's dropped off in the city centre with a sleeping bag whenever the night life revelers are there, and who positions himself in a shop doorway and pretends to be forlorn. We've seen them do that, and it's just a money collecting service. Now that is that's a different issue altogether. There are people who are coming out of the hostels who have genuine worries, concerns and challenges. Those are the people that we are talking about during this conversation. And you're saying that yes, we could buy people and get a cup of tea if they really wanted a cup of tea, but ideally we should be going through the established charities, the like of the Welcome Organisation or what used to be called St Vincent de Paul, which is DePaul. Now, you're the CEO of DePaul. There will be people listening, especially those who are involved in the small sort of three-woman units that give very generously of their time, who will say, this is the big charity, the big professional charity, the big professional charity with the paid staff trying to eradicate us.
And I understand that people might say that, and that really, it isn't my intention. And certainly from my perspective, I've met with charities. I have to be honest with you, Frank, and say my primary purpose in this campaign is the safety of the people here on the streets. We have this year alone seen 5 deaths. I spoke just last week with the sister of one of the people who did die on the streets, and she said to me, Kerry, I never gave her money. I did support her in other ways, but I never gave her money because I knew that it would, where it would go, and she was so concerned about her health and well-being. So for me, you know, the purpose of this campaign isn't to eradicate those groups. I would absolutely love us to work in a very coordinated way together to make sure that we're doing the very best that we can by the people who are vulnerable and who need help and support. So, you know, that's my message, really. This is about the health and well-being of the people who are involved in begging on our streets. And I think if we work together and we work collectively, we can make a greater impact.
OK, Kerry, thanks for raising it with us. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kerry Anthony, the CEO of the DePaul organisation, which, of course, has such a high reputation for helping those who are challenged. 23 minutes past 10. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you. Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.